Hey everyone, it's time for a live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for July 3rd through 9th, 2023. If you're here in the United States with me, it's a holiday tomorrow. Probably you all are taking time off, but you know, that's the thing about being self-employed. Don't take time off. Nevertheless, here I am, and we've got a Capricorn full moon this week. That's really the highlight of this week, and honestly, a full moon can really sustain us throughout the week, and we need to, you know, what's going on with that Capricorn full moon that we had earlier today? And it's really pulling upon this story that we saw in with the Gemini new moon 2 weeks ago. So it's always a new moon followed by a full moon. That's the cycle that we all go through. And in that new moon, we had a lot of Neptune aspects. And even with some of the, I think Mercury was, or something else was doing something with Neptune. And when you get into like Neptune energies, it brings in this element of sensitivity and emotion. Neptune, because it's an evolutionary planet, can really get us to sort of to look at ourselves. It's a little bit different than Pluto. Pluto holds the mirror to us, and sometimes we don't like what we see. But Neptune can sort of make us stare into the abyss a little bit, get into these these really deep emotions. And then here we come up to this Capricorn full moon, and it plays upon Saturn in Pisces. It's sort of occupying the same place as Neptune. Neptune's the other end of the sign. And I think that there's this, something about this full moon, we have to really start to concretize, make solid, make real some of these deeper existential, emotional things that have been swirling around in the last 2 weeks. So we've got some stuff to talk about the full moon. And then we do have a couple of Mercury aspects this week. But yeah, other than that, it's kind of light on the aspects. But just to remind you all who I am, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. And every week, we gather live to look at the astrology. And you know, hear me say it over and over again, the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. There's actually something I was talking about in my five-week course that started on Thursday. I really sort of mapped out my philosophy about astrology and how I, you know, this thing, astrology is a framework that doesn't change. Same astrology, whether it's, you know, Capricorn, you know, 1,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, this week. But the thing that changes is the energy of us, the consciousness of the planet, our own consciousness, the time, the energy of time expressing itself through the astrology. So this is why it's like we have to sort of look at the other side of things every week. There's the part that's us and what this astrology may shake up, reveal, get us to question, get us to, you know, sometimes make a pivot and make a change. So yeah, astrology is just astrology, but then there's energy. And we kind of see a little bit of that basic premise in the Capricorn full moon today. But yeah, every week we gather live. And, you know, as always, let me know where you're watching from. It's fun to check in. You know, I'm going to try to watch a little bit of the fireworks from my window. I have this like little corner where I can see the river and maybe see some fireworks over, well, I don't think they're the Hudson this year, I think they're on the East River, but see some, you know, New York City fireworks tomorrow. But yeah, let's dive in. So yeah, I was just talking about my five-week course that started last week, and I'm really excited to sort of help you all unlearn astrology and really get into, you know, when we start to pull away the cultural and the unconscious and the subconscious layers of how we look at astrology for many of us. And I realize we're a worldwide audience, but if you are here in the United States, a lot of us, our first introduction to astrology was through Linda Goodman and the sun signs, and her book came out in 1968, and it had a huge impact. And you know, it's not my generation, but you know, I'm old enough to have seen, you know, some dog-eared, you know, kind of dusty, really well-loved copies, you know, in other people's homes or even in secondhand bookstores. So it's like, how does somebody else's prism of astrology? And yes, I obviously have my own. get us to see astrology a little bit differently, for better or for worse. And at the end of the day, your life is your own. And I'm just kind of giving you my own perspective. But, you know, for me, you know, the genesis of my work is really, you know, learning about my own astrology as a teenager and being horrified. I was like, oh my God, this cannot be my astrology. This is terrible. But then I was like, wait a second, there has to be more than this. And this is why I became such an advocate of Saturn. Maybe that's why I got Saturn on the brain, because Saturn is the star planet of today's Capricorn full moon. So yes, as I write this, we have just had a Capricorn full moon. It was, I think, at like 7:39 in the morning Eastern Daylight Time, if you're here on the East Coast like I am. And it is the 3rd of July, I think, for all the time zones, even going all the way out to our friends in New Zealand. So I know some of you are all the way out in Australia, New Zealand. You're part of my Tuesday morning club. You sort of listen to me on Tuesday morning. But yeah, this Capricorn full moon. So Capricorn's a couple of things. Capricorn is one of the last zodiac signs. So when we get to, let's say, Sagittarius, which is the ninth zodiac sign, goes like this, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. When you get to that last four signs of the zodiac, we're not in a space that's personal, although we can really, you know, feel it on a personal level. It's about the world. It's about our relationship with the world, what we believe in, what we stand for, our profession, the title after our name, our hopes and wishes for the future, our relationship with society and humanity. And we get to Pisces. Pisces, being the last sign of the zodiac, represents the world outside of this world. Ironically, and this is actual physics, and maybe I've said this before, I've certainly said it in client sessions, we cannot see 95% of our universe. This is actual physics. 95% of our universe, meaning the stuff that's around you, not just the stuff that's in outer space, you cannot see because it's not visible by light. So Pisces, in a way, represents the 95% of creation that we can't see. And so here we are with a Capricorn full moon, which is about the matter and the material manifested world. And so here you go from Capricorn, we go to Aquarius, which is also Saturn ruled, but it's about systems, social issues, social networks, ideas, ideology, the things that are really sort of, you know, kind of the other side of Capricorn's physical. You know, Capricorn and Aquarius are two halves of the whole. In a way, you get to Pisces, and we have to take that leap beyond this world. And Pisces is the sign of the fishes, and you know, one fish is going this way, one fish is going the other way, and it represents the duality of creation, that we are both physical beings, but we are also non-physical beings. That we, you know, one part goes this way at the end of life, one part goes this way at the end of life, but at the same time, you know, in each and every moment of our life, we have to make a choice. Which way are we going? Are we swimming this way? Are we swimming that way? And so why am I highlighting Pisces? Well, today's Capricorn full moon puts the spotlight on Saturn. Saturn's what's called the ruling planet. It's like the governing, you know, the planet that holds the energy for Capricorn and takes the energy and it brings it over to Pisces. So Pisces is sort of this big focal point for a lot of how we are navigating this full moon. And what is a full moon? Obviously, there's the astronomy of a full moon, but in an astrological framework, a full moon is when the light is at its fullest. Something is sort of, we can see it, we have to take action, sometimes it's provocative, we have to make a decision. It's a very different energy than a new moon. A new moon is sort of like the beginning of something, it seeds something, and sometimes a new moon can be very quiet, and we don't really see what this new moon is about until we get to the full moon, or even until we get to what's called the opening square, the first quarter moon. So there's something that's deeply existential that's been woven into this lunar month. It's not just about Gemini, ideas, information, Gemini new moon that we had 2 weeks ago. It's about choices. It's about duality. The mutable sign that comes after Pisces, I'm getting a little technical here, the mutable sign that comes out of Pisces is Gemini. Gemini starts the mutable cycle. Mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, Pisces, and then it starts over again. Gemini is the sign of choice. And so there's something about choice and how we honor our choices, how we live our choices, and how we show up for our choices, and sort of the integrity of our choices that's very much in this lunar month. And maybe that's relevant to you. Maybe you're seeing it in other places. Yes, it is a lunar month that is about Gemini, which is voice, communication, movement, communication, what we're doing right here, right now. But Capricorn, Capricorn, we don't really think of Capricorn having a lot in common with Gemini, but Capricorn says that we have to be the master of our choices. We have to set good boundaries. We have to learn to say no. We have to learn to say yes, and to do the mature and responsible thing. And that's the thing about Saturn, you know, my own journey with Saturn, because I have a lot of Saturn in my personal astrology. It's to really learn to, you know, honor that Saturn is showing us the framework of how to build our lives and to build it to be the container for something, hopefully something that has purpose and meaning, Saturn in Pisces. So this is a full moon when we have to really look at the container of our lives. And Capricorn is the other point that I wanted to make. Capricorn is part of this duality with Cancer. We're in Cancer season right now. And here in the Northern Hemisphere, certainly here in New York City, it's like 86 degrees, 30 degrees Celsius. It's hot. But this is the season that's about summer, it's about water, it's about family, mother, the past, a memory. And Cancer is ruled by the moon. And the moon is this sort of substancy, ephemeral energy that sort of ebbs and flows with each, you know, passing of the moon. And so Capricorn gives the moon a container. So I think this is also a week where we have to look at our cup. Is it empty? Is it running over? What is our relationship with abundance? I do not mean this in a material manifesting law of attraction way. I mean the true spirit of abundance. And that's where we can sort of pull into the Pisces energy, where anything and everything is possible and in the best possible way. So there's a lot of beautiful energy in this full moon, and it comes right after some pretty dynamic aspects. You know, Venus was square Uranus just this past weekend. We started the week off, the previous week off, with Mars square Uranus. So things are shaking up, and maybe that's the shakeup that we needed to really attune our eyes differently, to attune to our choices differently, and to maybe make commitments, or to say no, or to say yes, or to show up, be in integrity with this full moon in a way that we haven't before. You know, here's the thing, and this is the thing that I actually really love about Saturn and Capricorn, is it's a motivator. You know, Capricorn and Saturn can be your life coach. It's not always, you know, kind of that, it's not always warm and fuzzy, that's the word I'm looking for, or phrase I'm looking for. You know, sometimes it is tough love, but there is a bracing reality with Capricorn. And use that reality this week, ironically, with all the Pisces and Neptune energy, to really put something into alignment and to step into a role, Capricorn, or a framework, or a goal, or a future reality that you're trying to bring into now, and make the necessary choices. And I think these are also choices that we cannot betray our heart and our spirit. You know, we can't, Capricorn has its reputation in astrology for being so like power and authority and money and matter, which is true. That's one part of it. Maybe not always the most helpful side of it, but Capricorn can be where our world, it has a framework, it's in balance. I use the word balance, sounds like a Libra word, but I'm using that on purpose, because Saturn is exalted in Libra, more technical information. And it reminds us that at the end of the day, Saturn, ergo Capricorn, just wants balance, equity, and harmony. So in a way, we are sort of reaching into Libra this week, and we're putting things back into balance, equity, and harmony, and making sure that the physical framework of our life is in alignment with something that's in our heart and our soul. So this full moon, it's at 11 degrees of Capricorn, and it's sort of picking on some themes that may actually be present as we get into this new, we're going into this whole new sorry, we're going to this whole new eclipse story where the eclipse is going to start to happen. They already have. We had that first eclipse in Aries back on April 20th, but they're going to move into Aries and Libra, and we're going to have a solar eclipse in October 14th, I believe, and that one's going to be in Libra. Now that we're in Cancer season, and now we're getting towards the end of Cancer season, we are at the midpoint of the eclipses, which means we are at the halfway mark between the eclipse of April 20th and May 5th, and the eclipses to come, October 14th and October 28th. Very often, and also because eclipses are funny, it sort of reminds us that time is an energy. It's often like circular, it's also like a spiral, and that sometimes the future eclipse can come in at the midpoint. So we don't get to the midpoint until the third and fourth week of July, and we'll talk about that next week. But I actually did an interview with an astrologer for astrology.com, Narayana Montefiore, and I really hope I'm saying her name right. But she had me do an interview, and I put the link in the show notes and actually talked about July's forecast. She also put her own information. This is for, again, astrology.com. But yeah, I talked about how July is going to be one of those pivotal months for us. And it's not just the midpoint of the eclipses, but the nodes, the lunar nodes, the axis of fate. I realize that's big words, because it sort of puts an implication of like there's something that's out of our control. And that's the thing about the eclipses, is that it reminds us that we're not always in control of everything. And we had eclipses in April, May. We have eclipses in October, but with the lunar nodes changing, and they last changed in January of 2022, and before that, they changed in May of 2020. When they change signs, it's like collectively, everything starts to point towards a new direction. Over the last 18 months, you know, since January of 2022, the North Node's been in Taurus, the South Node's been in Scorpio. And I'm saying this as a Scorpio, I will be so happy when the South Node gets out of Scorpio. Anyway, that said, collectively, we have been doing our Scorpio work. We've been looking at, you know, I was talking to, I think it was a client, or maybe somebody I met at a party this weekend, and they're like, yeah, Scorpio. They're like, oh, what's Scorpio? I was like, well, Scorpio is the eighth sign of the zodiac, and if the zodiac is this wheel of life that shows us that everything that happens in life happens somewhere in this wheel, then Scorpio is the sign that talks about death and rebirth. It's a sign where we have to really examine sometimes the deep and sometimes even complicated psychic material, emotional material that we carry within us. And it's a sign, it's a necessary sign. It's necessary because it transports us to Sagittarius. Sagittarius is wisdom and knowledge. How do we get wisdom and knowledge? We have to go through Scorpio. That said, we've been doing our Scorpio work the last 18 months, and it's been deep, it's been raw, it's been real at times, and it's sort of added a layer to all the other things that were happening with Saturn square Uranus and Saturn Aquarius. But now things are starting to shift. The North Node is going to go in Aries, I think it's the 17th of July. North Node is like true north for everybody. And even in your own astrology, you have the North Node in a sign, and that's like true north for your life. Where are you headed? It's a little bit more complicated than that, but that's sort of the very, very, reduced, story with that. The South Node is the past, symbolically speaking. Sometimes there's a lot of literalness to that statement. It's this well of memory and instinct. It sort of reaches into past lives, if that's something that you believe in. And the South Node is where we sort of carry our karma. And I mean karma in the sense that there's things that we have to sort of sort out, work on. We haven't quite, maybe it's relationships, maybe it's money, maybe it's trust, maybe it's family, et cetera. We all have something. So with the South Node going into Libra, the North Node going into Aries, there is a story around relationships, because Aries Libra is the relationships axis, that we're all collectively going to be working on for the next 18 months. Obviously, each and every human being on this planet has a different relationship with relationships. So we're all going to live this in our own way. And, you know, what is your relationship with Libra? You know, is there a complicated relationship with Libra? Do you overly compromise? Do you betray yourself? Do you give up your desires and your needs in order to please somebody else? I know those are kind of confrontational questions, but the South Node is where we have to confront something in order to move to the North Node. North Node in Aries is saying that collectively we all have to reach towards Aries, learning to be more self-reliant, learning to stand on our own 2 feet, to go after our wants, our needs, and our desires. That's not to say that we become so Aries that we lose our Libra. That's the thing, everything in balance. That's what Libra reminds us. But we can't, you know, relationships can't be a place where we lose ourselves. Maybe we know exactly where we do lose ourselves, or maybe a past relationship, we had a history of losing ourselves. So it's going to be a shift. It's kind of the way that it reminds me, you know, I remember with English heart, when the North Node went into Gemini and the South Node went into Sagittarius in May of 2020, we saw a big collective shift. And suddenly we're talking about Sagittarian themes like justice, equity, beliefs, faith, truth, what is real, what is not real. And then that shifted, you know, when we got into January of 2022. And South Node in Sagittarius, we had problems with traveling. Sagittarius is a sign of long distance travel. So that's not to put any expectations on that South Node in Libra. The last time the South Node in Libra was 2004 and 5, I believe. But it is saying that we need to sort of collectively look at a relationship with Libra, which includes beauty, partnership, relationship, design, aesthetic. It also includes how do we connect to each other on a one-on-one level. So these are the two big changes this month, and then we're going to definitely talk about this more next week, but Mars will change signs on next Monday, and it's going to go into Virgo. So this week, Mars is sort of wrapping up its time in Leo, and it's going to go into Virgo. Typically, I really like Mars in Virgo, but Mars is going to be opposing Saturn, and this is the second half of July. So that's another big thing that we need to sort of, you know, there's going to be this push for us to do our Capricorn, do our Saturn, get things into order. And sometimes it's like a really positive time to use Saturn. Like I purposely, you know, half purposely, you know, started my 5-week course with the energies of Saturn because I'm going through personally a major Saturn transit. And when you're going through a Saturn transit, you want to bring something into physical manifestation, even if it's a belief, even if it's a philosophy. It's kind of why I'm like, okay, this is what I believe. This is how I see astrology. It's not the only way we can see astrology, but yeah, there you go. So use Saturn to build your best life. Let Saturn be the life coach for you, but Saturn will always keep it real, even when it's in Pisces, where it is right now. And something that I've noticed is that Saturn, and I think I said this before, Saturn in Pisces is a very different animal than the past 5 years when Saturn was in Saturn ruled signs, Capricorn and Aquarius. And it was just, and I don't know, maybe it was Pluto also in Capricorn, but it's just, we had a pretty rough go of it the last 5 years. And so it's a little bit of a different energy, but now it's very Neptunian. Anyway, so like I said, we've got some Mercury aspects this week. Mercury is rounding up its time in Cancer, and it's going to like kind of ping off of, it's going to make a trine to Neptune into this weekend. We also have Pisces moon this Friday going into the weekend. And so this is a time for us to really dream. And I mean that in a Capricorn way, to dream, but be real about it, to really vision what we want our future to look like, to be open yourselves to the container of life. You know, Capricorn can be a very contracted energy where it only allows this much in. Open that energy wide so it can sort of bring in the energies of Pisces, which is sort of symbolically the energies of heaven. So that's your look at the astrology this week. Let's look at each of the zodiac signs, starting with Aries. Aries, so Capricorn is your career sign. Sometimes that literally is your career, and sometimes it gets into these little bit more broader strokes, like what's the role that I play in this world? What's the title after my name? you know, what's my ambitions? Am I reaching my goals? And sometimes we can be a little bit hard on ourselves when we have this sort of Capricorn energy. We don't think we're hitting the mark enough, or sometimes we really are. Maybe this is a full moon that's really bringing us to be more recognized for our hard work, for our maturity, for our responsibility. Every Aries is going to experience this full moon differently. You may either feel it like a reality check, or you may feel it like a loss. I know that that's what do you mean loss? And for some Aries, you're feeling this like success. It's, you know, I realize that's a bit of a spectrum, but success in the sense that like you're really seeing the fruits of your labor, but this is a labor of love, something that's really in alignment with your truth, your spirituality. If something is out of alignment, this is where the full moon might actually show you what's out of alignment. That said, a full moon in your career sign, very traditionally, this could be the time when you make a change in your career, you get recognized for something, something going on in your professional life, or you're being asked to take on more duties and responsibilities. I just want to keep in mind, Aries, that Mars, which is your planet, it's wrapping up its time in Leo, which has been more of a focus on play, creativity, fun, self-expression. But starting next week, it's going to go into Virgo, and it's going to begin this process of opposing Saturn. So the second half of July and even into the beginning of August, it's a bit of a more of a push to work, to get things done, to sort of let things go from the past, and to really make space for something new. Taurus, so how you doing, Taurus? Your planet Venus made a little bit of a zap to Uranus just yesterday. But this aspect was called Venus square Uranus. It's going to be with you into September. Why? Because of Venus, your planet is going to turn retrograde on July 22nd. Where is Venus right now for you? It's over in Leo, and Leo is your sign of home, family, roots, foundation. It could be this time when you're really having to focus on your household, your family. Maybe it's not literal home. Maybe it's sort of that internal sense of home and where you belong, and maybe even sort of these deeper emotional themes and issues. Venus is squaring Uranus. Where's Uranus? It's in Taurus. So it's kind of this dynamic energy for you. And Venus is taking you into something from the past. Why do I say the past? Because home and family, by its nature, talks about the things that are about childhood, emotional memory, ancestral memory, the things that are sort of get into the subconscious memory. And maybe something really wants to shift and change that you have been holding on to, but has been sort of maybe either needs to help you make the bigger changes, because Uranus has been in your sign for 5 years. It will be there for a couple of more. And this is the time to really reinvent yourself, to let go of something from the past, to really figure out what's of value and what's of worth. That said, the Capricorn full moon for you is in your what's called your ninth sign. Wisdom, truth, meaning, faith, conviction. You know, you need to figure out, you know, what do you stand for? What do you believe in? Like, how are you putting yourself behind? Is it just talk or is it real? And Saturn and Capricorn, you know, not Saturn and Capricorn, Saturn and Pisces is really pushing these themes that are over. Like, how do you align your life? Like, what are your hopes and dreams and wishes for the future? It's not just what do you believe in. It's like, well, how do you orient some pretty key areas of your life? So this, of course, every Taurus is going, or Taurus rising is going to live this time differently, but it gets into some existential themes, some philosophical themes as well, and making sure that your life is oriented accordingly. Gemini. So it's not your birthday season anymore. The sun is now in Cancer, and it's now time to really take all those new ideas that, you know, kind of bubble up symbolically around your birthday, those new beginnings, and they need to become concrete. They need to sort of be seeds that are taking root and taking form. That said, Cancer season for you is one of your money signs. So whether that's literally about money, how you spend it, how you earn it, how you invest it, to these sort of bigger themes about value and worth, safety, stability, security, material stability, this full moon is in something called your eighth. So it's hitting at some deeper points, whether those points are financial, spending equal, you know, whether it's debt, whether it's, you know, finances and estates and assets and wealth, or whether it's getting into these emotional points. Am I safe? Can I make a change? Can I invest in this? Can I do this and that? But that said, I do want to kind of, you know, Pluto's in this space, and Pluto has been in this space for the last 15 years. And even though this full moon isn't conjunct Pluto, I just wanted to quickly highlight the fact that if you are a Gemini, if a deeper emotional point is coming up, how is it something that you've been revisiting at different moments throughout the last 15 years? Because ultimately, Pluto's time in Capricorn, of which this is the only time in your life Pluto will be in Capricorn, is to make a real emotional and psychic transformation that shifts how you see things, shifts what you believe in, what you stand for, shifts what you think is true. And I don't mean this on like on paper true, like deep in your bones and deep in your heart true, because you lived it. It is your truth, not capital T truth, but your truth. That said, Mercury, your planet, is wrapping up its time in Cancer. And, you know, it's been a little bit of an emotional time, and, you know, safety, stability, security also coming up. And then next week, getting ahead of myself, next week it's going to go into Leo, and it's going to kind of breeze through Leo, but it's going to be a lot busier starting next week. And I think as Mercury makes a few challenging aspects this week, especially as it starts making an opposition to Pluto later this week, you may have to make some major decisions, even if they're on an internal and emotional level. Cancer. Cancer. Happy birthday, Cancer. So here we are. We're sort of getting into that second chunk of Cancer, the second 10 degrees of Cancer. It's a decan? Is it decan? You know, I'm sorry, this little technical term. I've heard it both ways. Anyway, happy birthday, Cancer. And so if your birthday is today, plus or minus a couple of days, you're bringing the energies of a full moon into the coming year. A full moon energy at the time of your birthday creates a very dynamic period in your life that over the next over the next 12 months, you're really like, it's either like things are happening in your life, very event oriented, it's about relationships, it's about Capricorn, it's about making commitments, building your life, having sort of the framework of your life, but it's a big energy. And with Saturn in Capricorn, okay, I keep saying that, Saturn in Pisces, there's a bit of a philosophical underpinning. It's like, what do you believe in? What do you stand for? Maybe that will be a big theme as you go into the coming year. Even if it's not your birthday, happy birthday, by the way, even if it's not your birthday, this is a time for you to sort of be in the spotlight. The spotlight is also on relationships. It's a dynamic energy. And maybe you have to make a decision about a relationship. You know, Saturn being Saturn, Capricorn being Capricorn, typically wants a yes or no. Is it going to work? What is your commitment to yourself? What is your commitment to other people? And how does that align with your larger values or even your spiritual values, for example? But we're going to start to have some changes, with Mars getting out of Leo. It is going to go into Virgo. And so I think that as you get into next week, it's going to be a busy time for you, Cancer. What's after Cancer? Leo. So Mars is beginning to wrap up its time in your sign. And, in theory, it's been a very energizing time for you. A lot of motivation, maybe more creativity, maybe more spark, maybe more heart, maybe more romance. Who knows? But Mars typically likes to light a fire and get you moving. And it really depends. Every Leo is different. Either that's been easy or that's been hard. And so really use this last week to take that fire energy and to put it towards something. You are a fire sign. Mars can, you know, really activate and motivate that fire energy. For example, starting next week, Mars will go into Virgo. We'll talk about that next week, but that's sort of this last week that Mars is in your sign. That said, it's Cancer season. So there's sort of an irony to all this where Mars is like trying to get you to hit the gas pedal. And then the sun is in Cancer, and Cancer is your 12th sign. And the 12th sign is about the end of something. It's about the past. It's about letting things go and sort of preparing emotional, psychic, spiritual real estate for this next birthday chapter of your life, which begins in a couple of weeks. So if you're trying to move forward, but one part of you just wants to take a nap, it's totally, totally normal. We just had a Capricorn full moon, and that Capricorn full moon is in something called your sixth sign, health, wellness. How do you organize your life? How do you take command of your life? I do want to kind of quickly point out that Pluto has been in this space for 15 years. It did make a little, you know, kind of dip out March through June. But maybe this full moon is a little check-in on the deeper work that you've been doing around health and wellness, or sort of taking care of your life in a different way than perhaps you were a decade ago. That said, at least on a today level, not a 10 years ago level, you have to take care of yourself. You need to sort of take care of your life. And this is a full moon to get very practical, take care of your physical health, brush your teeth, eat your vegetables, go for a walk, get some fresh air, but also your emotional health, because Saturn is over in Pisces, and Pisces is something called your eighth sign. I've talked about this periodically, and it's just, we will talk about this periodically over the next 3 years while Saturn's in Pisces, but this is a time for you to take your emotional health seriously. Yes, every Leo is different. We all have emotional health. We all are varying places in our emotional health, but are we taking care of our emotional health? That means setting healthy boundaries, weeding out toxic relationships. That means really getting into themes around trust and, you know, vulnerability, letting go of the past, letting go of past trauma, looking at how emotional trauma can impact the physical body, that really somatic relationship, and maybe needing to make some changes and make some choices. For example, you know, with the sun and Cancer, and then 2 weeks from now we will have a Cancer new moon, this is the time to let something go. It could be an attachment, it could be an addiction, it could be something that physically you've been holding on to, but it's not nourishing you anymore. But this is a time to really clear some space in preparation for your birthday season. Virgo. So we got Mercury, your planet, is getting ready to change signs. It'll do that next week. It will leave Cancer, which is your 11th sign, for Leo, which is your 12th sign. But we'll talk about that part next week. With Mercury wrapping up its time in Cancer, this is, you're coming to the end of your personal zodiac calendar. It's about looking towards the future. It's about trying to strategize, hope and dream, plan, and you are typically a planner, Virgo. But as Mercury is beginning to, you know, get out the door, so to speak, of Cancer, it's making a series of aspects. It makes a square to Chiron this week. I think that's on Wednesday or Thursday. And then it makes a trine to Neptune, and that's on Sunday. And then, you know, beginning next week, although you're going to be feeling this one too, it makes an opposition to Pluto. And it's like, as you start to look ahead, it's really to also do some self-reflection and even doing some self, you know, facing yourself, so to speak. It may mean that you're navigating themes around friends and community, like who are my friends? Where do I belong? Can I be myself? But when Mercury starts to dip into Leo next week, you begin like 2 weeks, because at this point Mercury is moving a bit fast. It's about 2 weeks of really going within and preparing for the rebirth of your personal cycle as Mercury gets into Virgo. But that said, let's talk about this Capricorn full moon. And for you, Capricorn, you are an earth sign. Capricorn is also an earth sign. And so this is a full moon that's putting the spotlight on you. Maybe not you directly, but you in the sense of, like, what makes you you? What are your talents, your gifts, and your abilities? Like, how do you invest in yourself? How do you create? And I know creativity means different things to different people. It doesn't necessarily have to be art. But creativity is when you take the spirit of you, we all have a spirit, and we put it into something. And Virgo is really good at craft and attention to details and bringing something into physical reality and form, but like first need to make sure that your heart is in it. That said, this full moon is picking up on Saturn, and Saturn's in your relationship sign. This is going to mean different things to different Virgos. For some Virgos who are in a serious relationship, this full moon talks about some need either for commitment or decision between two people, or a need to get clear about what the relationship is or what the relationship needs. How do you bring more spark, more romance into relationship? If it's not a physical relationship, then it's relationships in general. Like, how do you show up for people? How do you make sure that you don't lose yourself? Here's the thing about Virgo, and I love Virgo, but Virgo will often sacrifice itself. It will put its needs last because it has this strong sense of duty and service. It's a wonderful energy. Just don't lose yourself. And so maybe that's the deeper work with this full moon, for example. Oh, I did want to, that's the other thing I want to add. Mars will go into Virgo starting next week, which we will talk about, but that's going to give your sign a little bit of a kick in the butt in a good way. Libra. So let's talk about Venus. Venus is your planet and Venus is in Leo, and it's actually going to be in Leo for a long time. I think it's like until the, October. The date's going to get into my brain somehow. It's going to be in Venus. Venus is going to be in your 11th sign for a few months. And so while Venus is retrograde starting the 22nd of July, this is a time for you to reevaluate either your relationship with community, your social circle, your friends. Who are your friends? Do you have friends? And sometimes when Venus is in the 11th, or sometimes when a planet is in the 11th, we can really feel the loneliness of the 11th, which is like this irony in the 11th, which is about friends and humanity and society and community. And sometimes we feel so detached and longing for something like that. So how do you begin to build that? How do you make larger connection? How do you find allies, for example? Venus retrograde is a 40-day period, which the last time you had Venus retrograde was in, I believe it was January into beginning of February 2022. This is a time for you to go back, reflect, go into the desert. I'm saying the desert because Venus spends 40 days in the desert, 40 days retrograde. It may be worthwhile going back and reflecting on 2015 because Venus was also retrograde in Leo during the winter for those folks in the Southern Hemisphere. I think it was July, August of 2015. And it's not to say it's the same because, you know, Uranus was not in Taurus at that time, but it is a thread back to that time. And Venus, you know, speaking of Uranus, Venus is making three squares to Uranus throughout this period that takes you into the end of September and the beginning of October. You are going to have a new moon solar eclipse in your sign on October 14th. So this just sort of maybe in a way is preparing you for the new beginnings that come with a solar eclipse in your sign. And in 2024, you also have a solar eclipse in your sign, but I'm getting ahead of myself. So what do you need to like either let go of? What do you need to recalibrate? What is the future that you need to realign yourself for in preparation for that solar eclipse to come in a few months' time? And sometimes we see the eclipse now. Why? Because as you start to get into the next couple of weeks, we'll reach the midpoint of that eclipse, meaning 3 months before that solar eclipse in Libra. And sometimes the event happens 3 months before. I don't know why. I don't make the rules with eclipses. Are funny like that. That said, Capricorn for you is your sign of home and family. I do want to point out that Pluto has been in this space for the last 15 years. It's every Libra rising has lived this time differently, but it's to really honor, maybe that's not the right word, but to really appreciate, also not the right word, but really to take account of what Pluto has been trying to do over the last 15 years to really get that deeper emotional and psychic material out of your roots, out of your foundations. This full moon is on one level about home and family, either where you live, literally making a move or making a change in the household, somebody moving in, somebody moving out, Or maybe it's about your parents, or maybe it's about the past, or maybe it's about ancestors, or maybe it's like, where is home and who is home, and needing to make some serious decisions. This full moon points over to Saturn and Pisces, and it's about projects really getting cleaned up and cleaned out and really getting organized. And maybe again, this is all about getting a lot of things in order before you start an eclipse cycle in your sign. Scorpio, so your planet is Mars, and it's got one more week. And Leo for you is your career sign. So every 2 years, because Mars has a two-year cycle, goes through your career sign, and you sort of reach this either a career peak or a time when there's a lot of action or motivation or trying to make things happen in your professional life, or really having to take on a lot of duties and responsibilities. Next week, on Monday, we will talk about this more. Mars changes signs and it goes into your 11th. And you're starting to come to the end of a two-year cycle. And you will have about 6 weeks of Mars in Virgo, which is about friends, community, society, humanity, social issues, social causes. But this is for you to sort of see like where Mars is at in your sort of your personal wheel. Then there's Venus, and Venus for you is a relationship planet, but right now it's in your career sign. So it's a great time for professional collaborations. But also keep in mind that Venus is going to be retrograde starting on the 22nd of July. And as it does so, it's going to make a couple of squares to Uranus in your relationship sign. This could be something between you and a partner, making sure that you and a partner are on the same page. It could be something about collaboration, which I alluded to a few moments ago. It could be about like, how do you connect, interact, and socialize with people through your professional life? And, you know, something in relationship has wanted to change over the last 5 years, for example, because that's where Uranus has been. But this is this, you know, Venus retrograde story that you will revisit, especially because Venus is also a planet that talks about, you know, your spirituality and sort of these things that are typically hidden or maybe not so hidden over the next 40 days, 4 to 5, 6, 2 to 3 months. Until October, I gotta get that date in my brain when Venus finally leaves Leo. That said, this Capricorn full moon puts the spotlight on voice, communication, how you think and listen and learn. And for some Scorpios, it's literally about how do you speak? You know, do people hear you? Really, maybe even the choices that you're making, because this space also talks about choice for you. And it is with Saturn pointing over to your fifth sign of Pisces. This is like, well, how do you put the spirit of you in what you have to say? How do you create? How do you, you know, write poetry, put, you know, really express yourself in a way that is true to who you are? And don't forget that Pluto has been in this space for the last 15 years. And so Pluto has been like pulling back the layers of what is in the way of people hearing you and you being able to put the power of your voice out there, for example. Sagittarius, Jupiter is your planet, and it's going to be in Taurus for a year. So it's only been a couple of months, going on 3 months. It's been in Taurus, your sign of health and wellness and responsibilities and projects and tasks and getting things organized. And I know there was a little bit of like, oh yay, Jupiter's in Taurus, we're all gonna like just, you know, eat donuts for a year or have fun. But you know, Jupiter is a space that is, yes, about abundance, like Taurus is a sign about abundance, but I think this is a time it's like, well, how do you nourish that energy of abundance in your day-to-day life? And not abundance in a materialistic way, but into be in the spirit of abundance, of fertility, of creativity, all these words that we typically associate with Taurus. Taurus is a sign of material stability and security. It just happens to be in the space in your astrology that talks about health and wellness. So be in the abundant spirit of health. Like, how do you, you know, really live health? And that word means different things to different people, but health can be sort of expressed in like our demeanor and sort of our spirit and the foods that we eat, maybe, you know, getting some fresh air, getting some sunshine. That said, that full moon in Capricorn is in your second sign of money and income. So it's really bringing up some information for you to look at about spending, the choices around money, how do you earn a living, maybe even these deeper themes around value and worth and even self-worth. I think it's important to note that Pluto has been in the space for the last 15 years, since 2008. So this full moon, while it's not aspecting Pluto, it is in a way echoing a story around money and income that's been with you for the last 15 years. Money, income, value, and worth. And Cancer is a money sign for you, so you might be looking at finance, assets, debt, wealth, spending, taxes, but also getting into these deeper emotional themes about, am I safe? Do I have enough? How do I, you know, make all these things happen? Saturn, which is the ruler of this full moon, is in your sign of home and family, roots and foundation. So it's like emotional safety and stability and security. You know, Saturn, your fourth, you know, material safety and stability and security. Do I have enough? Do I have support? And maybe for some Sagittarius, there is something about family that's coming up over the next couple days. Capricorn. Capricorn, Saturn is your planet, and it's still camped out in your third sign of voice and communication, where it will be for the next 3 years until February of 2026. So this is how you do. This is Capricorn. You've got this every 3 years, your planet goes through a different zodiac sign and you live life through that prism. Saturn in Pisces is a very different prism for life than it was the past 5-6 years. It's not just about your material life. It's not just about you and the changes that you're making. Now we're getting into, for some people, it is about education. For some people, it is about, you know, really making sure that you're focusing on learning, taking classes, cultivating, you know, the mind, writing, speaking, communicating. But for some, it's about how do you really get into the spirit of who you are through your voice, meaning like voice, not just literal voice in the sense of how do you live your voice in your life, for example. That said, this Capricorn full moon has a spotlight on you. And if you're born around the middle of the sign, this would be by January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, give or take, babies, like the spotlight is on you. And again, it's pointing towards Saturn and Pisces. So it's about commitments, it's about authority, it's about voice. But at the end of the day, Saturn's in Pisces, and Pisces is not of this physical plane. So it's really trying to align your material life, your material ambitions, with something that is more in aligned with your heart and your spirit. Aquarius. So Saturn is your planet, and Saturn is in Pisces, which it will be until February 2026. So really take note of how have you started to see things shift over the past few months, because Saturn changed signs on March 7th. What is your relationship with Pisces as a sign, even though you're like, but I'm not a Pisces? But you have to understand that you are all 12 signs. It just happens to be that you have the sun in Aquarius, or you have Aquarius rising, you have the sun in another space. But Pisces is the non-manifested world. It's the last sign of the zodiac. It's faith. It's not the faith of religion, not the faith of books. It's the something that's cultivated deep within. So you are in a time where it's about some sort of emotional dimensionality of your life. Saturn is in your sign of money and income, material stability and security. And like, how do you make sure that your physical life is in alignment with your material values? That said, this Capricorn full moon is in something called your 12th sign. Keep in mind that you are 12 signs, but the 12th sign in your personal astrology deals with the end of your personal zodiac. It's like the end of the journey, and it sort of talks about you're in this full moon that for some Aquariuses is about endings. It could be the end of a chapter, the end of a story. For some Aquariuses, it's a need to really get into these deeper spiritual themes. Maybe you need to meditate more. Maybe you know in you know, Cancer for you, a Cancer season, is about your physical health and wellness. It's about service and sort of the things that you, these duties and responsibilities that you carry on a day-to-day level. But the 12th, it's spirituality, it's spiritual health, it's spiritual service, it's spiritual duties and responsibilities. And so where do you see the push and pull with that full moon? That said, the full moon is sort of getting into this deeper question about value and worth, spiritual value and worth, for example. And then I will add that Mars is a sort of a major player in your astrology. It is coming up to the end of your relationship sign of Leo. So really see what is the relationship story that's starting to come to some sort of, you know, conclusion, or at least conclusion for now, because when Mars goes into Virgo next week, goes into your eighth sign. So you're going to be going through this period for 6 weeks where you're doing a lot of deep inner work. Finally, Pisces. Pisces, Jupiter is your planet, and Jupiter is in Taurus, where it will be until May of 2024. So you're in this year-long chapter, of which we're only a few months in, where it's sort of like the major hand on your personal astrology clock is pointing towards voice, communication, how you think and listen and learn. So on a practical level, maybe education now has more priority. Maybe you're taking more classes. Maybe you want to get back to that manuscript. Maybe you're teaching, you know, because, you know, Pisces, maybe you've got something to teach as well. But this does get into these bigger themes about voice. Like, are you actually, you know, occupying your voice, using your voice? Are people hearing the real you, for example? Keep in mind that Uranus has been in this space for the last 5 years. So it's trying to awaken you to something about voice, about thinking and learning, speaking, communicating, that previously maybe wasn't conscious. That's what Uranus does. It's trying to wake you up. It's trying to get you to see things differently, for example. And it's been doing that since May of 2018/March of 2019. That said, this Capricorn full moon for you is in your 11th. The 11th talks about friends, community, society, humanity. This is a full moon for some of you. It's literally about, all right, who are my friends? Where are my friends? Where's my social circle? Who do I invest my time in? Who's of value and worth? Like, who do I really want to be an ally in my life? Could be getting into social themes and social issues. You want to volunteer more. You want to take... you want to stand up and be have more of a leadership position in your community. You know, do keep in mind that Saturn is in Pisces. The ruler of this full moon is in your sign. So you're getting this big push to take a step up in your life to make sure that how you are carrying yourself, how you are living maturity and responsibility is in alignment with what you want to create for your future. Because if it's not, you can be a little bit of a clash, for example. That said, Mercury is a major player in your astrology. It's wrapping up its time in Cancer. And for you, Cancer is your fifth sign of creativity, self-expression. So we're getting into these themes of identity this week. But Mercury is making a sort of a little bit of a rocky opposition to Pluto. And so you may feel a lot of emotional material come up, especially around self, self-expression, friendship and community, belonging, as you get into the end of this week. And Mercury, your planet, will switch signs next week. It will go into Leo. We'll talk about that later. And then I will also add that Mars will change signs also next week and go into your relationship sign of Virgo. So a lot of sort of the bigger areas of your life are being activated right now, Pisces. So there you go. That is your look at the astrology of July 3rd through 9th, 2023. Again, my name is Katie Sweetman. It's always a pleasure to see you all every week. I see some familiar faces, and some of you are my clients. Some of you just watch live, and I really do appreciate you all. You can follow me online at empoweringastrology.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Spotify. You can also sign up to get my newsletter every first thing Monday morning. I also share also more information about, you know, classes and other events that are going on. But that said, have a wonderful week. And if you're celebrating the holiday, have a wonderful holiday. And I will see you all next week to talk about Mars and Virgo and how Mars and Saturn are going to be big players in the second half of July. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.